This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. seeks a peaceful transition of power in Venezuela, but all options are open. He spoke in Miami Monday about the months-long political crisis and the danger of socialism. He pleaded with Venezuela's military to support opposition leader Juan Guaido, and he said the military and government leaders must ignore any orders from President Nicolas Maduro to block aid or harm citizens. The Venezuelan military could play a decisive role in the stalemate, but has largely remained loyal to Maduro. In reports broadcast on state television, Maduro accused the U.S. president of speaking in an almost Nazi style.
You cannot hide from the choice that now confronts you. You can choose to accept President Guaido's generous offer of amnesty to live your life in peace with your families and your countrymen. President Guaido does not seek retribution against you, and neither do we.
President Trump spoke in Miami on Monday. China is accusing the United States of fabricating an excuse and using politics to suppress the country's industry by saying the Chinese-based telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies of using its products to spy on other countries. The U.S. has not provided any firm evidence so far to back its accusation, and Huawei says it would reject any Chinese government demands to do such a thing. But during a speech in Munich last week, Vice President Mike Pence warned European countries to take the possible Chinese threat seriously as they look for someone to develop new 5G mobile phone networks. Again, China accuses the United States of fabricating an excuse. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters gathered across the country on President's Day to call President Trump's emergency declaration for border wall funding undemocratic and anti-immigrant. The emergency declaration allows the president to bypass Congress to use money from the Pentagon and other budgets. California and 15 other states have filed a lawsuit against President Trump's emergency declaration to fund the wall. And California Attorney General Javier Becerra released a statement saying that the suit alleges the Trump administration's actions violates the Constitution. The president says he's trying to stop criminals, gang members, and illicit narcotics from entering the United States. And what is considered the biggest split in Britain's main opposition Labour Party since four members quit in 1981, seven British lawmakers have quit over the leadership's approach to Brexit and anti-Semitism allegations in the ranks. The seven moderate members say that they will form an independent group. Group told reporters in London's County Hall Monday that the Labour Party has changed since leader Jeremy Corbyn came to power in 2015, and they said the party no longer tolerates centre-left views. Commanders with the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, observers and officials with the anti-IS coalition say about 300 mostly foreign fighters have so far refused to give up the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz that spans no more than a few hundred square meters. Complicating efforts to finish off the terror group's physical caliphate, they say, is the presence of up to 1,000 civilians. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Emily Wither reports, the Kurdish-led U.S.-backed authorities holding foreign fighters in Syria say they represent a time bomb and could escape and threaten the West.
European officials complain that the situation has been made more complicated with Trump's surprise withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. Kurdish forces are warning the foreign militants are a time bomb. And if countries don't take them back, they could escape.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. The kissing sailor in the photo of the Times Square celebration at the end of World War II has died. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Officially, the photo was called VJ Day in Times Square, but it came to be known simply as The Kiss. The photo, first published in Life magazine, captured a sailor kissing a woman in a nurse's uniform in Times Square on August 14, 1945, the day Japan surrendered, ending World War II. The sailor was George Mendoza. The nurse was Greta Zimmer Friedman. Mendoza's daughter tells the Providence Journal her father died Sunday at an assisted living facility in Middletown, Rhode Island. He was 95. I'm Mike Rossia.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.